months could go by before I talk to Mark again. But Mark, all heck has been breaking out, and we've got you back on the program again this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tony. Yes, TGIF. Let's hope the worst is behind us.
Well, last night's storm seems to have been a little bit more bark than bite. Did we have any more power outages or flooding challenges that affected the Board of Water and Light?
We definitely had some outages, but as you suggested, more bark than bite. At the peak, we had 250 customers without power following that latest storm. We're down to half of that now, roughly 125 customers without power. And this is a little bit of everything caused by winds putting tree limbs on wires, some lightning strikes. So it's all scattered throughout our service area, and it's probably going to take the morning to clear it all up.
So it's not concentrated in any one neighborhood?
Correct. Unlike the flooding, which seemed to be, at least in Lansing, seemed to be concentrated in the south end. I drove through the south end this morning, and it was still pretty messy in places with a lot of water over the roads.
Now, Mark, do you have any concerns at the board regarding flooding, getting into any areas it doesn't need to be?
No, not really, but I would mention to your listeners, Tony, that we do control the two dams. The one is called the Morris Park Dam, Eckerd Power Station, and then one near Old Town called the North Lansing Dam. And that North Lansing Dam has gates that move up and down, and we are gradually lowering those. We began that yesterday, and that's to allow this volume of water in the Grand River to pass through the downtown, without doing any flooding damage. Now, just so people living downstream understand, we're doing this gradually, so we're not trying to impact people and property downstream. But that's our plan. It's really in accordance with federal regulations.
Oh, will that take place over the period of a couple days or just a few hours?
It's actually going to be days, if not weeks. It sort of is dependent on Mother Nature and what she decides to do. But right now, they're probably looking at a week or more. And as I said, a very gradual thing. But, the Grand River shot up in depth by 6 feet overnight the other day when we had that big storm. And that's a tremendous jump in less than 24 hours. So we're trying to control the situation in downtown Lansing while at the same time not impacting people and property that are downstream from Lansing.
All right, let's talk about the gas leak at the Wise Road water plant. Tell me where you are with that.
Well, very fortunate. We have not shied away from the fact that extensive damage was done to portions of that plant, but we have actually been producing clean, safe drinking water now for well over a day. So we brought it online, but because a lot of the automated equipment was damaged, we're doing a lot of what we normally would do automatically, electronically. We're doing that manually. So that's going to be the case for some time to come until we get a full assessment. But, the good news is that the water quality and integrity was never impacted by this chlorine gas accident. It was in a different part of the building. Unfortunately, that gas permeated various parts of the Wise Road plant and certainly has a corrosive effect on things like electronics.
Are you releasing water from that plant yet? I know that you had started that process but hadn't let it really outside the plant.
I'm not up to date on that. What they were doing yesterday was filling the reservoir. I honestly do not know. I do know that our other water plant in Lansing, the John Dye plant in near downtown Lansing, has been able to meet the needs of 55,000 customers during this crisis. But I'm going to have to check on that, Tony. I'm not sure if they're actually distributing it to the community or simply filling that reservoir.
Well, Mark, you told me that the chlorine is very corrosive. It has to be cleaned up, so that people have to put on special gear and clean that by hand. Or is that done with machines, or do you bring a company in to take care of that?
Well, it's a little of both. I mean, we do have our own crews, but you're absolutely right, Tony. I mean, there are specialists in our state that do just that very thing. So it's a combination of our people involved, but also the experts who do this for a living. Yeah.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your updates. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Tony.